Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of August 25th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiegert, the committee chair. And I ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Yep.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert. R. Paul Martin here, Tony Norman, Michael Novick,
present,
Serene Roberts, did I hear something? Is that Serene Roberts?
Present.
All right, very hard to hear. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Barbara Whipperman? All right, that's seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. We're on to agenda approval. There's a draft agenda I sent out overnight. Do I have a motion to approve it?
So move.
Thanks, Adriana. And for the benefit of members of the public who can't see it, it's minutes approval and then unit-by-unit financial statement review for the income statement we now have ending in July 2015. And then 5 minutes to talk about special meetings for budget approval. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to that agenda?
Yeah, well, I sent in a suggestion we might need more than 5 minutes to talk about the special meetings. I think if we're trying to get this done before the end of the fiscal year, we probably need a lot of meetings in September.
Well, you can either propose to change the length of time on the agenda, or we can extend if we wind up in the situation of not having enough time.
Okay. I guess we can just extend it for sufficient.
Anybody else wish to propose any changes?
It looks like we're doing a financial statement review again. I don't know. Maybe we should. Let me propose this: that we have some sort of a discussion of something called the KPFA Foundation.
Hello, this is Efren, National Office.
Hi.
R. Paul, if you're proposing an item for the agenda, I need a location and a time.
Okay, let's... how about we just have it, how about as 4H for 10 minutes.
Adriana?
Yeah. Tony on the line.
Hey, Tony. Adriana, you wish to discuss?
Yeah, I don't understand what is the issue that we want to put in the agenda for the finance?
It's, we've been hearing about this KPFA Foundation, and it's apparently something to get the assets of at least a part of the Pacifica Foundation, and how is this going to affect various things in Pacifica? It certainly seems to relate to finances.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that we are reacting to just rumors and innuendos. I believe that our executive director should investigate. If it's something wrong, should go to the normal procedure. But I don't understand what that had to do with finances, really. I mean, unless that somebody knows things that I don't know how that will affect the foundation.
This is Lydia. I just got on the call. I'm sorry.
Welcome, Lydia. Any further debate on adding item 4H, KPFA Foundation, for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Tony, go ahead.
Who was that?
Tony, were you asking to debate?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. This is not within the purview of the Finance Committee. I mean, all of this is just contingencies on top of contingencies, and I don't see any immediate financial impact. Even if it was a valid organization, before any assets can be transferred on our bylaws, membership has to vote on it, and that's so far removed that it has an extremely indirect any financial impact. I don't. There may be another forum to debate that issue. Under other, you know, committees, but this is not the forum, and certainly not on this particular meeting. But this is clearly not the forum to have. It doesn't have any direct or even a very minimal indirect financial impact for us. So I would be opposed to that.
It's Bill.
All right. Any other debate on the amendment?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I'd like to know if there is a financial impact, so I guess I would like, I'll be in support of the motion to add 10 minutes so we can talk about it. Because I don't know, and I'd like to know. I think it's important that we find out.
Any further debate?
Brian, R. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Brian, I think you must know something about it because I'm told that you brought up a motion for KPFA-LSB to do something about it, endorse it or something. So I'm sure you could tell us something about this.
Yeah, we can discuss it, but right now we're talking about whether to put it on the agenda.
Yeah, well, that's part of the thing, is you could, as part of the agenda, we could find out about it and find if there's something the NFC needs to do about, or at least know about this.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I don't see how the existence or possible existence of a foundation has anything to do with Pacifica finances. I'd like to deal with the reality that is Pacifica rather than discussions about things that may or may not be changing in people's minds, because there's nothing on paper.
All right. Any further discussion, or are we going to spend 10 minutes debating whether to have a 10-minute agenda item?
We should vote.
All right. Paul, can you call the roll on this amendment? The amendment is to add to the agenda item 4H entitled KPFA Foundation with a time limit of 10 minutes.
Okay. Lydia Prezan?
No.
Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tekert?
I'll abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, 2-4, 6 against, 1 abstention.
Amendment fails. Any further changes anyone would like to propose for the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now adopted. We're on to the minutes of August 11th, 2015. R. Paul sent these out to the committee on Sunday. Can I have a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Michael Novick moves approval. Does anyone wish to propose any changes?
Are we just talking about the open session minutes, or are we going to approve both of them here?
Correct. We can only approve closed session minutes in a closed session.
Okay. Well, we could approve the executive session if there's no discussion needed, but okay.
Well, it makes it very hard for someone to raise issues. Anyway, does anyone want to propose any changes to the minutes of August 11th?
I'd like to abstain, thanks. My phone's, I'll probably lose you guys shortly.
Okay. Hearing no objection. The minutes of August 11th, 2015 are now approved. We're on to financial statements.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Chair.
If somebody wants to really wants it on the record that someone has abstained, you got to have a vote.
Okay. Our Paul Martin's requesting a roll call. Please call the roll, our Paul.
I'm not requesting a roll call. I'm saying if somebody else is requesting that they be on the record, well, not on the record.
It's your point of order, R. Paul. Call the roll, please.
Okay. All right, Lydia Brazan.
These are the minutes yet.
Adriana Kasanov?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Actually, I have to abstain. My Chromebook died, and I can't see them anymore. So it would be a disadvantage of the whole meeting.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman? Okay. It's 4-4-0 against 5 abstentions.
The minutes of August 11th are now approved. We're on to financial statement review. Is Efren Urinas on the call with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Great. Paul, can you note in the minutes that Efren Urinas was part of the call? The order that I have the units in on our agenda is KPFA, then K, then T, then WPFW, then I, then the National Office, then the Archive, with 10 minutes for each of them. The financial statements that I forwarded to you all, I believe, on Sunday are the same as the ones that I attached to the email I sent last night. And we're going in the same order as what's in the Excel sheet in terms of the tabs. So is Barbara on the call? All right, I'll take us through the financial statements. On income through July, KPFA is $611,000 ahead of budget. That's almost entirely because of the bequest income. It's behind on listener support by $300,000, mostly because it canceled its summer fund drive, partially due to the bequest income. KPFA is starting its fall fund drive earlier than budgeted. It'll start September 15th, which should catch up a decent chunk of that shortfall. And on the expense side...
I'm sorry, Brian, when are you starting? September what?
15th.
Thank you.
I'm going until, do you know?
Excuse me?
Do you know how long it's going once it starts?
Well, I think management has aspirations of making it in 17 days, and they're hoping our daily averages will go up some because we've taken a break from fundraising. But if our daily averages don't go up, it'll go 21 to 23 days to meet the goal. They also increased the goal to offset the hit from the summer fund drive. On operating expenses, KPFA is spending more than budget by $87,000. And there's two big areas that's happening. One of them is on premiums, where it looks like it was just misbudgeted. The amount spent on premiums is consistent with previous years, but I think they had a bad formula driving it from the template they used last year. And the other is in administrative expenses. Where it looks like telephone charges and and repairs are pushing us over budget. at least the two biggest items pushing us over budget. And then KPFA's underspending in some other areas.
Which spreadsheet are you looking at that has the detailed expenses? I don't see that.
The KPFA tab of the consolidated income statement I sent out. If you go over to, if you just keep scrolling down, you get summary expenses around row 30, and then they're broken out starting around row 55.
Okay, I don't see the consolidated. Okay, I'll see if I can look for that.
I attached a copy to the agenda I sent out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I had forwarded a copy of the same document, I believe, on Sunday.
Okay, I didn't see it then either. Okay. I'll look. Thank you.
It's not the one that... There was a separate email that had the little graphs. It's not on that. It was attached to the agenda.
Any questions on...
Expenses versus budget?
Sorry, what was that, Nancy?
It's the operating expenses actual versus budget?
Yes. The file name is July 31st, 2015, Income Statement Prep, August 19th, 2015, XLSX.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
It's add to each station after the consolidated stuff.
So that puts KPFA's bottom line better than budget after 10 months by $524,000. Any questions on KPFA? Okay, we'll move on to KPFK, the next tab on your spreadsheet. Michael, have you had a chance to go over these numbers?
I looked at them very briefly earlier in the day. I have to be somewhere for a meeting that's going to happen later, so all I have is my phone, and I can't look at the anything on the phone and talk at the same time, and my Chromebook died, so I'm not in a position to go through it. I will say that my frustration with it is that because some of the things in there are accrued, like the Central Services. And some of the things are real, and it's hard to tell. What's cash, what's accrual, what's actually happened. I know we've had a lot of the payables that we had to pay that probably are not part of this fiscal year, but we paid them this fiscal year, and so I'm so much frustrated with how the documentation corresponds to any reality. We never seem to see a cash flow.
This is Efren. May I give some points about the central services?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The major item here, which is accrued, is the central services, where we have a total of $368,000 for national office and $49,000 for PRA. Of that $368,000, almost 203 is not yet paid. So basically, if you are looking for the expense for disbursed central services, then we have 165 only as your cash central services expense.
I'm sorry, you're saying those are past? Those are catch-up and not the current year, or are you saying those are part of the current year?
For current year.
Okay.
Because there are about 5.5 months not paid yet to national.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Efren, it's confusing that these numbers seem to show KPFK outperforming its budget on revenue and with a surplus on its bottom line. It's hard to square that with the fact that KPFK hasn't been able to pay its bills.
KPFK or...
Yeah, I couldn't make head or tails out of that. That's what I'm saying. I think there are expenses that are in there that we've had. I know, for example, it looks like we're not spending as much on premiums, but I think it's just because we haven't been able to buy the premiums that we promised.
Well, that makes sense. The premiums only get accrued when you get invoices
yeah.
for them. So if you don't order them.
Right, right. But eventually we have to pay. We do have to pay for those somewhere. I'm just saying there's not much correspondence between the reality of the finances and what was on that sheet when I looked at it.
So this document shows you underspending on premiums by $103,000.
Yes, but it's only this. We haven't spent money that we need to spend at some point to catch up with the premiums we've already promised people.
Right.
And,
but I'm more curious. I mean,
the
Efren, do you think there might be double booked income on here? It's showing listener support better than budget by $361,000.
I cannot answer that question because we do not have the original documents. These are basically the recorded transactions. Transactions recorded by KPFK. And another thing, KPFK has not yet even prepared or completed the bank reconciliations. The latest bank reconciliations we have is September 30, 2014. If everyone is only updated in the bank reconciliations, then we should be able to see a very large difference between what is reported as cash compared to what is in the bank after considering the outstanding checks. The problem we have right now is the absence of the right person who can assist KPFK in the straightening of the bank reconciliations, coupled with the fact that the plan, I think, if KPFK later hires a business manager, is to make him 50% FTE. That meaning, even if you have the person to do it, he will do it half-time. And that will only delay further the completion of those bank statements. Because the bank statement is the answer to your question if there is any double booking in the income.
Well, as you know, we're without a business manager again. I think the general manager is asking for permission to hire a temporary person immediately and then also to post the opening for business manager. And to get someone who's an account temp from an account temp agency as opposed to Apple One, so the person is bonded, which the previous person was not, leading to difficulty.
So I think I found like where the discrepancy is coming from. So if I look at the statements that you sent us through June, Efren, so the previous set of statements under listener support, April income is $219,000.
April?
And May income is $270,000. But if I look at the month by month in these new figures, April's gone up to $426,000 and May's gone up to $536,000.
That can't be right.
We had that strong fund drive in the spring in April, but May could not.
No, we had an emergency drive in May, but it really robbed from the, I'm sorry, in April, but it really robbed from the May one.
Yeah.
We were requested to open those months because there were some adjustments to be recorded. But then Tracy is not there anymore.
Tracy Bullard was the...
They're double. I think they just accidentally put the same entry in twice for the same month on listener support.
Yeah.
Maybe Mariana can help trace the postings to the general ledger of KPFK if what Tracy posted were resulted to double entries. Mariana of PRA, because she is helping KPFK 25% of her time and lately 50% of her time, then back to 25 or one-fourth of her daily number of hours.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to clean that up. I think it's safe to assume that the listener income is overestimated. I mean, I think it may well be higher than the budget because we had the emergency fund drive, but this through July, we just did an August fund drive, which brought in more money again, but it's not, wouldn't be listed as anyway, so.
Yeah, but it's a $500,000 over the numbers previously reported for those months.
That didn't make any sense. The station is not in the black under any.
This is Bill.
So if we assume the old numbers were correct, that puts KPFK, and we assume that's the only error, that puts KPFA worse than budget by about $450,000 year to date. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Well, we do need to find out, if it's also if the expenses are correct and complete. It's going to be really important when, finalizing the budgets for next year also. And we really need to get the revenue resolved quickly because with people being laid off and cut back in hours, they're going to want to know, what's this? If it looks like on paper we're having a big surplus and making a profit this year, people are going to want to know what's going on. So right. I think that needs to be resolved really quickly and correctly, of course. And it's also very relevant to the budget preparation because, we're not supposed to be projecting more revenue for next year than we have been getting in the last 3 years.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I propose that we leave this on when we have, it doesn't make any sense that we are discussing and guessing. Why don't we leave this for the next meeting and we keep going? Because it's that doesn't make any sense to waste time imagining what is right and what is wrong.
Sounds good to me. Anyone object to moving on to KPFT? We're at our time limit anyway. Okay. We'll pick up KPFT next. That should be the next tab in your worksheet. Bill, did you have time to go over these numbers or did you...
Well, not in that spreadsheet. I looked at the other files that you sent. They just had sort of the overall summaries. But I'm looking at it right now, and it looks, let's see, I guess that looks about right. It's showing, this is through the end of July, a deficit of $9,700 overall. I know we're pretty close. I thought we had a slight surplus, but, it varies from month to month. So that's probably about right overall. I know our personnel expenses are down less than budget, our revenue hopefully will start picking up shortly. We should be having our transmitter installed within the next week or two. Thanks again to the help from the loan from KPFA and the people that contributed to our special crowdsourcing campaign.
That's awesome. All the equipment's in place already?
No, it's being shipped. It's on the way right now. But it should be delivered within within the next week or so. And then, of course, it'll take a little while to get it actually installed and operational. But our engineer doesn't think that'll take too long.
Bill, I'm just going through the specifics here. It doesn't look like you all are recording any income on the website income line.
I think that's correct. We've had almost nothing there. The intention was to... generate some like web ads essentially, and they just haven't been doing that. I think that's correct.
It's not working.
Right. There's really nobody doing it. I think that's part of the problem. There's nobody out hustling ads to try to get them. It takes time. We've given some free ads to people, not really ads, but recognitions to, like, restaurants that provide food during our fund drives, because all that's donated. But that doesn't reduce any income. It just, you know, reduces our expenses because we get the food donated.
So, I'm sorry, you're defining web income as advertising on the website as opposed to donations that come in from
the
website?
Well, the intention was, right. I believe it would fit under website income. Yeah, donations, listener support that comes in through the website just goes into listener support. Website income, I believe that was supposed to be essentially ads for, like, small businesses in the area that wanted to be, you know, wanted to get some recognition and visibility on the KPFT website.
Our Paul?
Got our Paul to stack. Anyone else? Go ahead, Arpal.
My understanding has been for some time that website income is donations over the web. You know, you put up a web page, says, you know, please send us money, and somebody sends you some money. That's a website income, not a listener support income, because they're not listening. They're on the web. Now, you could argue that maybe some people are listening to the stream and going that way, but... I don't know. But, you know, yeah, this thing of it's ads, not donations, is at variance with what's been my understanding for quite a while.
Yeah, I should say that's my understanding as well, Bill, that line is meant to reflect donations that come in through the website between fund drives.
That's the BFD.
Yeah, you know, that does sound familiar. Of course, it's zero
right
now.
Someone has a question.
Okay, sounds like we might be getting a stack here. Adriana, were you asking for a stack?
Yes.
Okay, I've got you, and I heard Serene as well. But, Bill, did you want to answer on the web income line?
You know, I do remember that discussed previously. Of course, it's zero right now, so it may not matter unless that's incorrect. But, you know, Yeah, donations that come in during fund drive through the web are counted as listener support. But if it's between fund drives, I think our Paul's right. It should be going into web income. But we don't have very much of that. This crowdsourcing campaign we're doing right now is sort of a separate thing. It's not through our website explicitly. And so I'm not sure where they're going to put that, but that's new, so that probably wouldn't be under July income anyway. It was started in July, but I don't think we actually had any of the money transferred from the crowdsourcing site yet, or at least not until this month, till August. I'll have to check on that.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. Well, this is exactly the problem that we have at KPFT. We just heard the treasurer. She doesn't have a clue what that is. We all guess. But we are being reprimanded. No, for rubber stamping, the next one, this one was rubber stamped. That is the problem when the LSB don't do the job. That is the problem when the treasurer doesn't do the jobs. And we find out that nobody can answer this. Nobody have a clue why this is this way. And, you know, we are being reprimanded if we dare to ask questions. I look at this and I know that something that I can say it would be really incendiary. We are not supposed to be doing things that we do, but basically nobody answered for that. I think that this is the culture that needs to be changed. It's not a piece of paper with a bunch of numbers that somebody told us, trust me. That is not our function. This is not what the Finance Committee should do, what the LSB should be doing. In July, Bill assured us, July 8th, the LSB meeting, that the budget that they present then should be accepted because it was well-balanced and realistic. Well, a few days later, even the general, the executive director asked to change those budgets. And we don't have it yet. We are being urged to rubber stamp something that we don't even have in front of us. I envy some of you when you can talk about documents that support the budget that you receive. We do not. Even when we have, even when we have a directive from the PMB that we are supposed to receive those supporting documents, we do not. We do not have it. Then it's not a matter of pass something. It's a matter to check what is the budget that you are approving. I hope that this show exactly the question that we are made, and our treasurer cannot answer those. That shows that we need to do a different work. We need to work differently in budget. Not only in KFT, obviously, in all the network, but basically KFT is not anything. We present it on time. What we present on time? A piece of paper full of numbers that mean nothing? I'm sorry, but this is, you just read all of us email from UBIL telling us that you are warning the finance committee to pass a budget that we don't even have yet. Okay? Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Thank you, Adriana. I have Simran next. I'll put Lydia after her. We have about 2 minutes left for the KPFT budget, if we're to stay on schedule. Simran, go ahead.
Okay. I'm wondering whether any of our stations are actually being paid for placements of ads or announcements on the website. There's no reason why we shouldn't do it. I mean, I don't. We should perhaps agree on criteria for doing it. But I know that at least two stations have a, quote, tip jar on the website. One of them is KPFT, so I'm surprised to hear there's no money coming through there. But I'm wondering whether we might want to suggest that all stations put an highly, easy-to-use, highly visible mechanism on their website for collection, and whether we want to either take up ourselves criteria for ads or...
Thank you.